Avos Perik Vav, Mishnah Hey, 6-5, in some Mishnahs this is still the middle of 6-4, but others it's a separate Mishnah, and this Mishnah here really is connected to the previous one for sure, but whereas the previous Mishnah had talked about one's single focus on Talmud Torah at the expense of other things, here we're talking about even if you're committed to self-sacrifice, kind of what else can go wrong and what else can go right and how to motivate yourself correctly. So it says here, Al tevakesh gedula la'atzmacha. First of all, in your motivation to learn Torah and accept self-sacrifice, don't do it telling yourself, oh, well, I'll be powerful later on, I'll be a big rav. Val tachmod kavod, nor should it be out of a desire for honor. People say, oh, this guy's a Talmud Chacham, he's a chashav person. No. Because that, of course, would be Torah shlo lishma. That's actually an avera. We don't want to do that, okay? Even though la'olam, it starts out that way, but that should not be your motivation. That's not the way you're headed. Someone who's already holding by committing to this darker shlo Torah, he should focus on Torah lishma. More than you learn, you should do. This is a throwback to a previous mission we had about anyone whose actions exceed his wisdom, etc. The point here is, even though you're not going to be distracted by creature comforts, eating, sleeping, chilling, not that, we're prepared to defer. But mitzvahs, chesed, that you don't defer. Okay, you have to do that even in excess of your Talmud Torah. Va'al tis'ave l'shulchanam shel malachim, and don't lust after the tables of the wealthy. The idea is, you know, you go for Shabbos, you go to a gevir's house, he has everything of the best. Don't get distracted. Don't think one day it'll be that way. Don't put your focus there. Don't lust after that. Again, nothing wrong with having both shulchanos, but that is going to come at a price, and we don't want that price. Shulchancha gadol m'shulchanam. Because anyways, your table is greater than their table. This means, according to Rashi, that your reward in the world to come, which you will enjoy, will far exceed the whatever benefit and joy they're getting from their gashmis and olam hazeh. V'kisracha gadol mekisram. And your crown is greater than their crown. That means, even in this world, the crown you wear, the keser shem tov of Torah masim tovim, exceeds whatever crown they wear as being a chash of a rich person. And if you need motivation to learn and push on, so your lo lishma motivation should be the schar you get for Talmud Torah. Remind yourself, assure yourself, believe that Hashem is ne'eman, you can rely on Him to pay you schar for your effort. So in other words, that would be lo lishma, but it's a high level lo lishma. You're doing it not for things like kavod and srara, for respect and power. You're doing it because you want to do Ratzon Hashem and you want to get rewarded for doing the Ratzon Hashem.